One-fifth of the world's plants are threatened with extinction. It's Carrie Fowler's mission to fight back. He's the executive director of the Global Crop Diversity Trust, a nonprofit group based in Rome that works to preserve the world's agriculture heritage. Fowler announced Friday that the trust has begun the largest effort ever to protect global food supplies against climate change. He says the key to the survival of domesticated staples like wheat, rice, and beans are traits hidden in their wild relatives.
They're sort of the weedy ancestors of our major crops, and they contain a tremendous amount of diversity. These are tough plants.
Using computer models to direct their search, teams will systematically collect and analyze wild varieties of 23 essential food crops, including rice, beans, potatoes, barley, lentils, and chickpeas. The Global Crop Diversity Trust is working with research institutes, seed banks, and botanical gardens in the effort. Fowler says they will conduct experiments that crossbreed domesticated varieties with their wild relatives to produce hardy, farm-ready plants that can adapt to new, harsher, and more demanding conditions.
They find out more about the qualities of the seed. They put that information into databases and make it publicly available on the internet, and then plant breeders and, in some cases, sophisticated farmers can come along and say, aha, we really need this particular trait for our program to improve or to breed a particular crop for a particular area and climate.
Most scientists agree that the planet is warming. In the face of more frequent and more severe floods, droughts, and heavy rainfall that can devastate crops, forecasts are grim. Irrigated wheat yields worldwide are predicted to decline by nearly one-third by 2080. Maize, a vital crop in South Africa, could drop up to 30% within just 20 years. And Carrie Fowler says farmers will have to take steps to adapt to a warmer climate much sooner than that.
Because of just the amount of climate change that we can expect in the next 20 years, imagine what it'll be like 50 years from now, when virtually all of the growing seasons will be hotter than anything ever experienced in the history of agriculture.
Fowler expects to complete the crossbreeding experiments in 10 years, the typical time it takes to bring a new plant variety into production.
This is going to infuse plant breeding programs for most of our major crops with an immense amount of diversity. And what that means is a huge number of new options for farmers and plant breeders to safely, sustainably, naturally help their crops be resistant to pests and diseases, to overcome drought, and to tackle heat stress. And the cost-benefit of this is simply off the charts.
The Global Crop Diversity Trust project was kicked off with a $50 million grant from Norway. That country also harbors the world's largest repository for seed conservation, a secure vault built into a mountain near the North Pole. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.